listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm going to explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be throwed up. But still Andre got action. They sweat like Keith all in my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine, thinking that you got ample to do this. And have you shot? I thought you knew this.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
Shout out to OHLLA, cause their hip hop lyrics are always fucked up. And, I appreciate that. just skipping words. It's ample time to do this. Probably got me selling things, not property got me selling things, but, whatever. Hola. That's what y'all do. It's just your business. It's just the thing that you make money off of. But this is another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips. It's a very special episode. You guys can hear already. It's not the normal Tuesday slot, which you guys have all let us know that,
yes, crystal clear
was a problem for you. And, it was not, if it was beyond, it was beyond our control. If we could have controlled it, we would have did it. Someone suggested that, since our internet cable and phone went out to, just go to Starbucks and use their Wi-Fi.
I mean, that is a good suggestion. That's thinking forward.
Yeah, so we could have done that instead, but I said, why don't we wait a day, see if we can get this fixed, and we were able to. But it's another episode of Dumb Thrones. As always, we have a resident Dumb Thrones correspondent in the house, Patrice C. What's going on, Patrice?
Hey, guys. I would have loved it in Starbucks. You would have heard the drink orders being called out in the background.
Yeah.
Right. How much coffee would you have to buy? How many scones would you have to buy to stay there for an entire show?
I don't know.
Man. I don't even know if them people buy anything. I think they're just sitting there and just sit. I don't think
that Wi-Fi is fast enough to deal with this.
How long could you stand there before the cops was called? Because you used the N-word. A little too many times.
Well, you know what, man? I do feel that Game of Thrones is universal. And a lot of people probably would get some fans.
We probably would have got an audience. Hey, is they talking about Game of Thrones?
Like, I think he said nigga, but I'm sure he's talking about Joffrey. I'm sure that Kingslayer, that's not to me. That's not a black dude.
We'd have people
Kingslayer
walking behind us with their grande, latte, frappuccino, mocha, going, what are y'all talking about back here?
Right. They'd be like, Cersei is a bitch. Anyway,
I'll move on.
But you can find her on Twitter at Patrice C. Go to her website, hellandheartaches.com. Like I said, you definitely want to be following her for, during the show anyway, because she live tweets it.
Yes.
And, I'm always retweeting her at Rod Live Tweets and all this stuff. We also have, the most controversial, Game of Thrones co-host. Justin, who
got a love-hate relationship with the audience.
I routinely get told, that people love you and hate you. Justin, how does it feel, man?
Those that love me, I love you back. Those that hate me, I love you back, too. You will not be my Achilles in this podcast today.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. I'm glad you're back. It's funny. Someone told me to take you off the show. I was like, he's really my friend though. And he's been on Dumb Thrones since last year. And they was like, yeah, it's bothered me since last year. I was like, yeah. Jesus
that
Christ.
Long time
is it the sound? Is it the sound of my voice?
I don't know.
Is it my lightness? What is it?
I don't know, man. You're a very hated, person, but it makes sense because this is a very polarizing show.
Yes.
And I'm glad that we can have you. Maybe people can root for your death in the cast.
Yo, it'll be just like when I started like a character, they kill him off.
Karen, go get him some pie. All right. But this episode of Dumb Thrones was called The Lion and the Rose.
You mean Leon.
The Leon and the Rose. I actually forgot to say, as part of the premium feed or whatever, I chopped just the Dumb Thrones part out of the podcast and put it on Twitter. I mean, on the website for people that are premium. So episode one is up. Put that up today. So if you don't want to hear Guess the Race and all the stuff we do after Patrice leaves, you can just hear just Dumb Thrones and keep it moving. Let's get right into it, man. Like I said, it's The Lion and the Rose, and the episode was all about the Lannister wedding. But it starts off in a very interesting place. apparently, the bastard, Bolton's son likes to do some hunting.
I love that dude. I told you. I love that dude.
Opened like a game of hide and seek. It was like, oh, the woods, we're playing.
Well, you know, every time I see a white woman running in the woods, I immediately think danger. You know, like, Hollywood has trained me where I was like, she gonna fall, and she gonna get caught, and then she gonna get killed. So they definitely hit that trope because she was running for her life. And, I remember thinking like, she ain't got a chance in hell.
No, she was all barefooted.
And I see Ramsey, Ramsey Bolton and, Miranda, apparently this chick that he's messing with. I don't know if that's his sister or friend. I don't know.
Who knows?
It's probably his sister. It's always your sister.
Yeah. But it was close enough, right?
He hinted, like, you made her jealous. I'm not jealous.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's crazier than he is.
Yeah. The women on this show. Like, I don't know if, what's the dude who writes this shit? G.R. Martin? What is his name? Something Martin? Whatever
George
that.
Martin. George R.R. Martin.
George R.R. Martin. He might have some problems, dog, with these chicks. Like, I don't know how many crazy women he's dated, but apparently he, has a hard time writing any sensible ones because all of them are like, let's kill somebody and then I'll get turned on.
I thought you was going to say how many relatives. He's dated.
I don't know how many relatives he's dated either, but he's heading into it.
Because he stayed having them get with each other.
Yeah, couples on this show just add to each other's crazy. It's like, you know, the couples therapy on VH1. They should just do that with this cast, you know? Oberon and his chick. just Cersei and the Kingslayer. Just everybody had go on reality TV and work their issues out.
I would actually watch that.
Well, I would too. But one of these days they're gonna listen to this shit and come up with 12 spinoff shows. I'm gonna be watching them all.
Yes.
Anyway,
Bretwan needs her own show too.
So the most interesting thing about this scene is we finally got back to that Passion of the Theon. And he was they unhumbled him, dog. It was worse than Kunta with his foot cut off, man. He was 100%. They was calling him Reek, and he was answering. And
I was like, did they make him mentally ill?
They did. It would take cut off a man's dick.
Yeah. As a man, penis go, so go his confidence, Karen.
You know what's crazy is when they. At first, I thought maybe he was just gonna cut his balls off, like they do. What's the dragon lady? Her soldiers. You know, they cut all their balls off.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it should have, I guess, for them, it made them stronger. But I guess for Theon, it showed he's a regular man like myself. I guess.
Well, he had a lot of. He had his shit done to him in a very different type of way. Like this wasn't some shit they did to a young kid to train him to become, you know, a soldier. This is something they did. Purposely to psychologically torture his punk ass, so he deserved it. But yeah, they definitely fucked him up. I just thought it was interesting because he looked like an animal.
Yeah, yep. He did. He really did. Oh, I know what I'm gonna say. Back to that girl. They stick them dolls on her like a runaway slave. She got total pieces at the end. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, he said you gotta let the dolls get some.
They got all of her.
For her making she was like, I was a good slave and everything was fine. And it was like, you made my sister feel ugly. So, your ass gotta go. And now I love the subliminal message there because the next scene, they cut to dinner with Tyrion and Jaime and, they was handing Tyrion a sausage. I noticed. Yeah, I noticed. They zoomed in on Reek's face. And then they cut to the next scene. A big ass sausage was getting handed to Tyrion. He took a knife and a fork and slammed it on his plate. And I said, he don't have no penis. I get it.
Yeah, but you skipping over the part when the bastard still has to prove himself to his father.
Yeah, remember right. He said, yeah, actually, I have thoughts on this.
Cause he said, don't torture. He was like, why you torture him? Like,
well, he came home, like, bastards have it tough in this time. Because, like, masters are kind of the good sons. Like, they're the ones that seem to embody all the qualities that the father would want in his own sons, but they don't get acknowledged because, you know, they're bastard sons. Like, Jon Snow is probably the most upstanding of the Starks, but that nigga's a bastard.
Yep.
This dude, Ramsay Bolton or whatever, like, he trying his best to make an impression on daddy. And, he was like, you still a bastard. Nothing you do is good enough for me. It really doesn't matter. And he really had done, I thought he had done the man proud. He fucked up that pedophile. I mean, well, not pedophile, child killer. Same thing. He fucked up that child killer. He made him his slave.
Without chains.
Without chains. Yeah. Like he said, hey, cut my chain.
The other thing too, is that he had just came from killing his so-called friend.
Mm-hmm.
But you mad at the bastard.
Right, right. He killed Robb Stark. You know what I mean? Cut off his brother cut off Jaime's hand, apparently. Like,
yeah.
This is a fucked up family, man. They like torturing and fucking people up. And then somehow his torture was wrong. They was like, yo, not your torture. You do the shit way too bad. That is terrible, man. But I did love that scene.
Well, if your mom sends you to the store. If your mom sends you to the store for half and half and you come back with skim milk, she's going to send you back to the store. He didn't do what he was supposed to.
That's true.
He said, I was going to use him for terms to get whatever back, like someplace they want. And he was like, yeah, I sent them terms. And they was like, nah. He's like, why you send the terms? I ain't tell you send the terms. Like, nigga, you was going to do the same shit.
Don't matter.
He's like, yeah, I sent the terms. They ain't want them, so I fucked them up. What? Like, that's what we do. It's on our fucking sign. We got a sign that says, I fuck niggas up. We fuck niggas up is the banner. Like, that's our brand.
You said our brand, though, not yours.
Say our brand is the big middle finger. Whenever you talk about, what is that, a lion, a witch in a wardrobe? We got a middle finger.
It's like having Puff Daddy not in your video if you on Bad Boy. You have to fuck them niggas up.
And this one, you know, remember I told you I was like, he crazy in a good way. Like, mm-hmm. You got to respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, he just like, I'm going to have my slave shave me. And his dad looked scared for a moment.
That scene was intense because everybody was watching when Reek got picked up that blade. And he did it with so much confidence. All I could just hear in the background was just the Color Purple music.
Yep.
Like, the whole time, I was like, oh, she gonna fuck him up. Like, hold on, let me play this joint. There we go. Just the whole time he had that razor, I was like, he gonna cut his goddamn neck. I can see it already. To show that he ain't tamed all the way. And remember, in the middle of this shave, he turns to him and was like, yeah, you know, cause we killed Robb Stark. Oh, damn. We ain't tell you, bro. Yeah, we killed your brother that you grew up with, that you was tight with. He is dead. Like, we put a wolf head on his corpse and everything.
Oh, mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Yep. Your mama too. Like, the mama that raised you. You know, not really. Like, yep. Mm-hmm. We fucked them. The whole family. Also, tell us where the kids are, because you ain't really killed them kids, did you? Nah, I ain't really killed them kids. Also, where's Robb Stark, bitch? Robb Stark is actually in Castle Black. Yeah, see, Daddy, I got him trained. And the whole time, all I could hear. And he still didn't do it. See, still didn't do it.
See?
Yeah.
See?
I was like, at least spit in his water. Like, something. Anyway.
He looks scarier than the bastard. Like, I hope I don't cut his neck.
I like how his dad got respect for him then. He was like, well, shit, then, if you, you catch them boys and, kill Jon Snow, then, you can get the moat back, then we cool. My bad. But bastard still gotta prove themselves.
Bastard on bastard.
Speaking of trying to prove yourself.
Yeah.
How funny was it when, Jaime had that big ass gold hand and he knocked that wine over? He was trying. He was trying to act like
45 pounds.
He kept trying to act like he don't need help, man. Like, your hand is fucked up. You need to accept this, cause where you live is way too fucking treacherous to be walking around acting like your weakness is a strength, dog. You gonna have to learn to do something with that hand. Jaime, it was funny because Tyrion was being really nice to Jaime. And it's kind of hard to watch because even Lannister's nice is mean.
Yes.
You know, they, it's like, yeah, we, you know, you don't have a hand. I'm a midget. Cersei is the mother of madness. Right? I was like, yeah, okay, man.
He, all us got issues.
He was testing to see if he still was trying to get some of that pussy or not. That's really when he brought her up some of Cersei's pussy. He was testing to see if he was still, because, you know, if he was still hitting it, he'd know that result of that joke would have been different.
Maybe. I don't know. But they on hard times, man. He spilled his wine because his brother spilled wine. Try to be like, it's just wine, baby. Calm down.
It's okay.
I know you're down a hand, but it's cool. We still family. He kicked Podrick out so that he wouldn't have to see him looking stupid with that fucked up hand. And he was like, yeah, it was real nice. Like, it's nice for Lannister. It's Lannister nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not regular human being nice, but for them niggas, he was doing good, man. He was trying to help his brother out, man. He was like, hey, I'll have Bronn train you how to fight again with your left hand, and we'll just do it on the low. And Jaime was like, cool, man. So I think that's a good person to learn from. It's not going to be noble how he learns to fight, because Bronn don't fight that way. He fight dirty. But he'll be winning if he pays attention. So good for them.
Jaime trying to be too fancy. Like, you got one hand. Why you out here still trying to use a fork and knife? Like, just grab, eat all your food. Cuff it up like you, like caveman style. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still a Lannister. You still gonna get all the chicks if you choose to get them. You still got all the gold, you know, what y'all brag about. Just get savage with it. You probably get more respect.
Tyrion was like, hey, your new hand better than your old hand. And then he was like, isn't it Podrick? All Podrick could say is like, is that real gold?
He's thinking about taking it. That's another peeky in the brain moment.
Yeah.
He's thinking about taking the hand. like, I could sell this.
Podrick just like, is that real gold? He's like, nah, it's iron or some shit. Yeah, I like Bronn's training session. And the way that he said that they will never be hurt is because he takes one of the knight's wives down there and fucks her every night, and she's a screamer. And they never been caught. So apparently that's a good place to practice, because it's very secluded. Yeah, my man Bronn is dirty as shit, man. Taking somebody to the fuck spot to practice fighting.
I thought it was eloquent. He had a nice view.
And he almost threw that nigga in the water, man. I was like, Bronn going to lose his check first time out, man. Cut him some slack.
Bronn is romantic.
Yeah, no,
Patrice or Karen, wouldn't y'all, if you was going to do it outside, wouldn't you like a nice view like that with the ocean slapping, just the ocean waves and the water? That is romantic. You're talking about black love.
In that universe, I wouldn't want to be that close to a cliff.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what's funny too, man, is Jaime and Justin, you'll understand what I'm saying. Jaime and the way he fights reminds me of the way Teddy and them dudes play basketball. You know what I'm talking about? Where they go out and they put like chairs on the court and they practice dribbling around chairs and shooting jumpers. But it's like, nigga, when we play basketball, ain't no chairs on the court. You're going to be playing against real people. Real people move and hit you, and you can't just like shoot around on like a fucking chair. Cause they, you know, chairs ain't got no response signals. So it was funny when he was like, I still got my right hand. And Brian was like, you plan on growing it back?
Cause he was like, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Bars. yeah. And is Ramsay Bolton, like, is his last name Snow as well? Is that like the last name all bastards get is Snow?
I was wondering that.
That's the default last name.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's fucked up.
Smith. Yeah.
Cause I thought it was related at first. I was like, wait, he got to go kill his brother?
Me too. And then I was like, wait a minute. He's a bastard. That's fucked up, man. Like, how you just going to put it in their names? It's like just naming them bastard.
They could ironically have the same mama, and we just don't know it.
That's true too.
You know what I mean? Cause she was a whore. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they frequented the best whores in the area.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Top of the line.
But, yeah, that was the part where they cut back. That was when they did the whole Daddy Bolton was pissed part. Was after that. Lord Varys shows up talking to Tyrion. He's like, hey, cuz, I told you get that hoe up out of town. And he's like, man, what I'm gonna do? She won't listen to me. I tried to tell her she don't want to take the money. She don't want to leave. She in love. She, you know, trying to come up, trying to be a housewife. And, Varys is like, hey man, she going to get killed because they asking about her. And when they ask me, I'm telling the truth because I already ain't got no dick. Who knows what they taking after this? You know what I mean? Like, why am I risking my dick for you? It's over for that. So he was like, I'm not lying to your daddy because your daddy and them don't play.
Daddy's home.
Yeah.
And he don't, he the most dangerous man without a weapon.
Varys? Yeah.
No, daddy on Lionel.
Oh, shit. With a weapon too. I already could fight, bro. I ain't sleeping on him.
But that's what I'm saying. He don't even walk around with his sword.
Hold on. What'd you say, Patrice?
I said I've heard he can fight as well. Like he was known as being a fighter at some point, wasn't he? Yeah. That was the whole reason that he, yeah.
No, like they said on the show, like he ain't picked up a sword in a while, but I was like, sound like he used to be held with the sword. And if I know old man strength, I ain't beat my dad.
And that's what I'm saying.
I ain't beat my dad in basketball until I went to college. Like, fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. He the most dangerous Lannister and he don't even walk around with a sword.
Yeah.
Like that's, y'all gotta respect it. I can't wait till we get on Joffrey so I can.
Yeah. But Shay was out there being hard headed and shit. Yeah. So Shay was like, showing up like, I don't know. I guess it wasn't the wedding, whatever that pre thing was, where they were getting gifts to.
It was like a rehearsal dinner, brunch.
Yeah. Some kind of a pre party. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway.
It's the rehearsal dinner.
Okay. The rehearsal dinner, they were giving gifts and shit and Shay was serving everybody and Cersei's nasty ass was like, there she go, daddy.
That one right there.
This bitch. So she was like, that's the hoe I was telling you about. And he's like, good, bring her up to the hand before the wedding.
Yeah, like she gonna die.
So they was planning on killing her ass. Mm-hmm.
Nope. I think he looked at her like, my son does have good taste in whores though.
No, he was like, fuck no. No.
This nigga told him, look, he is so disgusted with Tyrion and him fucking with these hoes. He's told him consistently for 3 seasons now, stop fucking with these hoes. You're a Lannister. You need to have some babies and you need to calm the fuck down. It's making the family look bad. And Tyrion just been like, whatever.
How many times have your parents said, do as I say and not as I do?
I have no idea what this means in the context of this conversation. I will be willing to go there with you. I really just need you to explain that one.
Man, bro, your parents, all the time is your parents. They tell you one thing, they constantly doing another. They, son, you can't get with these hoes, but you know what? I'm married. I've been married. I had y'all. I can do what I want to do now. I don't have a wife. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, my parents might be a little different than yours because, one, they can say do as I say and not do what I do.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's
and
what,
I can, and there's nothing I can do about it. But then, two, it seemed like Tywin carries through on a threat, dog. Like, he don't seem like the type that's gonna be like, oh, she has some nice titties, so I just let her go. He gonna fuck her up if he get his hands on her, dog.
I feel like he would keep her for himself. She's sunshine. She can throw it up in the air and the sun gonna shine.
But he is disgusted by whores.
And he will shoot that sun out the air.
Yeah,
I think he just don't want his son messing with him.
Nah.
But he can mess with him. That's what I'm saying. Okay, He's telling his son to do as I say.
We'll see next week.
Well, she's gone now. Remember, he made a decision.
We don't know that. See, you believe in what you see. That's your problem right
now. I believe in Bron, yes.
We've been watching this show too long. They fuck around, turn that ship around like a fucking U-turn as soon as Bron turns his head. And next week, she'll be flung up somewhere and we'd be like, God damn, they got her.
Bron had this dude following him killed.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's
bro.
What he said.
Right. And plus, is Bron? Nigga, Bron gonna stay alive because Bron worshiped that coin. Who give a fuck? This nigga Tyrion is locked up. He already gonna be out here getting paper. Like, I don't got a boss no more. I'm a knight. I'm about to get into my own shit. But, anyway, so, Shay was, you know, trying to, you know, serve everybody. And I think Tyrion heard or saw, Cersei and his daddy looking.
Yeah, I think you heard them.
Cause his face looked like, bitch, didn't I tell you? Like, he couldn't say, it's like when your girl be talking at a party and you ready to go. that you can't say nothing. So then you try to do that face like, what can we just do? what are you doing? You know I don't even like them. Like, he made that face like, get out of here. And then he went upstairs and lied to her, man.
He loved her.
Yeah,
he in love with her. And he was like, look, you got to go. I'm trying to be a man. I'm trying to love my wife. She was like, she don't even like you. Yeah. He was like, it don't matter. You got to go.
Shout out to Joffrey, by the way. Because also in this, before we move to the next scene, the troll level that he is at is masterful. It's super,
yes, it is.
Super Saiyan troll levels.
Not Super Saiyan.
This motherfucker got a book. First of all, he got that one thing from his new father-in-law, and he's like, so I guess I can call you father. He's like, oh, I'd be honored, sir, and walked off or whatever. And then Jamie gave him that book, and he was like, you know, war is over, and now it's time for wisdom.
First, he challenged him. Fuck, I'm gonna do with a book. I can't feed my shorty with no words.
Mm-hmm. Read. But, you know, he hit him with that, like, you know what, man? You right. I should read some shit. And his daddy was like, his granddaddy was like, hey, dog, here's a sword. He's like, oh, this sword is cool, man. I'm gonna fuck this book up. Then I'm gonna talk about your wife's dead brother that I betrayed and killed. And
beat the hell out of that book.
Yeah, now y'all can go upstairs. I'll see y'all tomorrow for the wedding. So yeah, they go upstairs, and Shay, man, like, to her credit, she is extremely perceptive. It kind of makes me love and hate the character at the same time, because I'm like, if you can tell all this shit is going on, what the fuck are you doing still here?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If you're a really good household hoe, you're supposed to be like Batman, cover a night. In the daytime, she's like, do you go in the snow?
It's like she believed just because they love each other, it's going to make something different.
Yeah.
It's not, baby. People be in love and die all the time on this show.
Yes, they do.
Love never conquers all. It's really like the number one cause of death on this show. Is people being in love and being like, you know what? I love my daughter. I am going to say I'm a traitor just so our family can stay there. Oh, you're going to cut my head off. Okay.
I blame Tyron. He the one staying the night with her, fixing her breakfast in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your
Oh,
home.
You mean Tyrion.
Yeah, Tyrion. Yeah. Okay. I blame him. Like, that's your side piece. You can't treat her like your main chick.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. That is a legitimate rule of law that we all understand and recognize.
Yeah, he fell in love with a stripper.
But like, they almost had it all. They almost.
But he just wanted to turn her into a housekeeper, not a housewife.
Right, it was close. They were so close. If she would just play it cool.
He tried to do the Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And everybody in King's Landing talks. So your secret gonna get out. Somebody gonna see it and be like, y'all niggas holding hands. I'm telling. So they told, and, so he had to play like he actually loved Sansa, which is probably, in my opinion, the worst way to play it, cause you know she ain't gonna believe that shit. Like, he might have came out better just being like, look, bitch, they are going to kill you. I heard it today.
Yep.
Okay? I don't know what else to tell you. If you stay, they're going to kill you.
I'm sending you to my summer house. I'll be there.
Yeah.
For the Hampton parties. Every year during the summer.
I think he knows that if he told her that, she'd have still been like, but we love each other. They're not going to kill me.
Yeah.
I really think that he was like, I gotta force you to believe that I don't love you no more. That's the only way I'm going to get your ass out of here.
But there's no way she believed that shit. It was too see-through. He was like, our friendship has come to an end. She was like, friends? Nigga, we ain't friends.
His own family tried to kill him. She had to know they would kill her just as easy.
My favorite line was, how many men do you think you had sex with? Or whatever. And she was like, nigga, how many hoes you been fucking? We both filthy. We are filthy, filthy people who belong together. Try to count my number. What's wrong with you? Mm-hmm.
You got herpes. I got herpes.
Right. You gave me herpes. I was cleaner than you. But yeah, she figured out it was his sister and his daddy immediately too. She's like, it's because you scared of your daddy and your sister.
And that's the ultimate card a woman cannot throw at a man.
Yeah.
Like, she tried to challenge him, like.
That's why he called her a hoe. That's why he did it, man. Cause his pride was hurt. She was like, you just scared. You scared of your sister and your daddy, like a little baby boy. He was like, you a hoe, bitch. And she was like, you fuck a lot of hoes, though. What are you talking about? That's why you with me.
Don't change the fact you scared.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, they said, you know, he was like, Bron, take her to go on the ship so she can go away. Look, man, no offense, but this show I've watched too many times. I will not believe she's safe until exactly. I see her in that house, with the servants and all that shit that he promised her. Cause, she fuck around, be strung up next week, bro. It ain't nothing for them to be like, oh yeah, we had spies on the ship. We just had them turn around and take her to the rape room. That's what we
do. Said the rape room, like it's the exercise room. Yeah. Like it's, over here we have a treadmill. Yeah. Over there, there's the balance beam.
When you move into the castle, in King's Landing, it's like, so, how big is the rape room? Well, it's next to the dungeon. And of course, it's pretty luxurious.
Mm-hmm. We have some weights over there, some yes. dumbbells. And
so this is where we rack them up.
There's lubricant for you. Yeah.
And, if
you. There's the pile of hay over there in case you like it.
Here's a track where we run their loved ones through so they can see it.
Oh Lord.
We put out fresh hay and sheets once a week.
Right. As you'll see, we have stadium seating. Theater style stadium seating for the rape room. But yeah, he got her to leave supposedly. We cut to Melisandre. Her messy ass magic that only works by killing niggas.
I don't want no parts of that.
She don't got no other spells, man. She only got hurt people's spells.
Hurt people's spells.
She don't just use eye of Newt. She don't got no, she don't use no sage, something.
Mm-mm. No cinnamon.
Jesus Christ, man.
Hurt people hurt.
Right. Yes, they do.
All her spells be like, then you just take his balls and fry him. I'm like, what? What are we doing? Use some plants or something.
Why you gotta drain all his blood? You can't just take the normal paint like everybody else?
No, they was all having dinner together and shit. What's the old boy's name? Stannis yeah. Baratheon. Mm-hmm. And then Stannis' crazy ass wife.
What?
Damn, she crazy.
Recipe.
He like crazy women.
Yeah, she was talking about book soup. Like, you know, he used to feed me book soup. You know, the books is made of horse glue, and it's quite delicious. So I was like, y'all eating?
I had to leave the table.
Right? Can we just enjoy? Can we enjoy this meal? Can we just enjoy this one with the meat?
He stopped eating his food.
Yeah.
He was like, damn it, why can't I get fish?
He was looking like, this is why I don't take you nowhere.
She was like, you don't even like fish.
Yeah, this is why I keep you in the room in the castle, man. You always just saying some wild shit. Embarrass me in front of my other bitch. What's going on?
Grill birds and soup. Stop telling secrets.
Yeah. Like, nobody got to know we used to eat horse glue soup.
What you say, grill birds? What kind of sauce did they use? What kind of sauce was that for Trees? They had pigeon sauce.
Yeah. But yeah, she and then he was like, why didn't y'all make fish? You hate fish. She was like, it's better than this shit. I don't think you understand. Raymond's pride is not gonna do it every night. It was funny though, cause Mrs. Baratheon was like, out of nowhere, it was like a non sequitur. She just was like, so is it cool we beat our daughter? You know, she got that shit on her face, so it's cool, right?
she a bastard.
We don't need her.
Yeah. I mean, she her face fucked up, so if we beat her, maybe that'll help. It was like, what is wrong with you? No, don't hit our daughter. She was like, well, at least let the crazy witch lady talk to her. That'll fix everything.
Yeah, I don't understand how that's the alternative.
Yeah. Ah!
See, she was setting him up.
Setting him up how?
Like, you let everybody else get tortured and do whatever. Why not your daughter, too?
Mm-hmm. She's probably going to send him. See, she thought she was going to send Melisandre up there, and then she was going to work some of her hurt magic and be like, that's close enough to a beating.
Yep.
But so it didn't work.
So now he's going to keep an extra eye on Melisandre and his daughter.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Melisandre fuck around and do something, make her face right. But it mean like, It'll mean that like Davos gotta die or something crazy. It's gonna be something crazy like that. I made lotion, but it's out of young orphans.
Oh, Lord.
You gotta put this young orphan lotion on your skin. It'll get your skin right, girl.
Davos told her, I'm sure they appreciated being tortured.
Yeah.
I'm sure they really appreciated that. It was nice of you.
They still mad at Davos, too, for letting that bastard go, man. They mad as shit, man.
When they gonna show him? Patrice, you spoiler alert. Spoil me.
No, do not answer that. No. The fuck? No, please don't. Anyway.
Nope.
Spoil me,
y'all hear him on Twitter with spoilers. At Rhyme Over Reason. I'm fine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, keep that shit to yourself.
Don't hashtag it.
Right. Niggas be going way too fucking far with them spoilers. Somebody on my Facebook page, I was like, never trust baked goods with a smile. That pie is poison. And this dude was like, he was like, maybe it's the pigeons. And I was like, God help you if you just spoil something. And he was like, I don't read the books. I don't even know. I said, just God help you. Because I'm going to block them and unmute them and unfriend them and everything. I don't give a fuck. I'm going so hard on these spoilers, y'all. If you guess right, you gone. That's it. I don't believe any of y'all. I don't trust y'all book readers. I heard Stephen King fucked up the show for everybody, man. Like, what an asshole.
He just mad.
Yeah. Ain't nobody reading my shit. Why y'all don't watch my terrible TV shows?
Come on.
You know?
All right. So, Bran was using his powers to, see through the eyes of a wolf and eat. And apparently, he can't, like, actually get nourishment through it, but he must enjoy, like, moving around because, you know, he can't walk. Mm-hmm. Them little creepy-ass brother and sister was like, nigga, you can't be in these animals all day. You're going to forget you're a human, and you're going to be stuck. And I don't know if it was just me, but I was looking at Bron's face like, he kind of looked like that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, like, yeah,
at least I can move around.
Yeah. Like, this shit sucks. Hobart, the whatever, the fucking Hodor, the Pokemon, having Hodor carry me. Like, Hodor is the worst wheelchair ever, dog. I would rather be a wolf all day, every day. So, they took him to a tree, and then it had a face on him like a Decepticon. And he touched that shit, and he started tripping balls, man. The nigga was seeing ravens and hallways, and I don't know if that shit was just a preview for the rest of the season or what.
You got to see, like, the shadow of the full-size dragon. They flash back to, like, the first episode with those creepy kids in the forest.
Yes.
And there was a lot, and the crows and everything.
They cut back to him falling when he first got pushed out that window. Yeah. Like, just so much craziness, man. Like,
so who was that he was trying to follow still? Like, they kept showing the backside and the shoulder of a figure.
I couldn't
figure out who that was.
I don't know. I watched that part, like,
moving fast.
Yeah, I watched that part like three times. I don't know if it's a character I haven't introduced yet, if I'm supposed to, or I'm gonna see it later and be like, oh, I remember him, but I just thought he was tripping like shit, man. And like, he was just like, I know we gotta go.
Like, was that his dad? Was it Jon Snow?
Yeah, and then they had that one weird ass look for me beneath the tree. North.
North. The trees have faces. Walk faster.
That's right.
Don't touch it.
This is why I don't have visions. You know what I mean? Because I would have just... So what are we supposed to do now, Rod? I don't know. There's ravens and hallways and something about look for a tree, man. Fuck if I know, bro.
I closed my eyes because it got scary.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I would have jumped off that tree so fast, like, something wrong with this tree, y'all. Carry me, hold on, let's go. We cut back to, King's Landing, and, Bronn is chilling with, Tyrion, and he's like, did my bitch get away safe? And he was like, I saw her, man. She said, he was like, don't lie to me. He was like, man, I saw her get on the ship and everything, dog. You straight? And he was like, why would I lie? And I was like, for a lot of reasons. Nigga, it's Game of Thrones. Pick a reason. Money. Want to stay alive. You know, this nigga ain't gonna be around long. It's a lot of reasons to betray him. Then my favorite part of the show, before the very end came up, Olena talking to Tywin.
Yep.
They need to start a podcast, man.
That was the funniest conversation.
I need them to have a show. Yes.
It was so good. So many bars. They were just, I mean, it was all in like 45 seconds, but it was just like, damn, this wedding costs a lot. She's like, shit, I'm paying for it.
Y'all ain't got no money.
It's your broke ass. Yeah. It was like, well, just cause you, he was like, just cause it's nice don't mean put gold in the chicken. She was like, well, anyway, y'all niggas is broke and this war is costly. And I know y'all borrowed that money from the bank and y'all talk about repaying y'all debts. Fuck with these Jews.
y'all on default right now.
Fuck with this interest rate, nigga.
Sally Mae on y'all ass.
Want that money.
The Sally Mae clan.
Yes. And the most beautiful thing, she just sound like she was like an old country woman. Well, let me go finally eat this food I done ate. Time to eat this food.
Yeah, she said et.
Yeah, at this food I said, I done paid for.
Is this my grandmama? Did y'all put my grandmama in this shit? Cause I feel like at is not some old, I didn't know not old eat. White, royalty said at. I thought only, old black women said at. She was like, let me go at some of this food I paid for. And she was nice to Sansa again. You know, she like
it's
us.
It's like being nice to one of those ASPCA cats. She's just like, oh, post-ass, hi.
Everybody that I'm like, oh, she loves. Like, I think that's why I like her. She's like, look at your big ass, man. Oh. So, Oberyn showed up, and this shit was so good. He was still walking with his, shorty. What's her name? Alenia? Gotta look her name.
Ilaria.
All right.
She just look like trouble. Every time they come up, any music underneath them too.
First of all, on the low, before they start talking to Cersei and Tywin, they got distracted by a freaky ass dance, contortionist.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, damn, look at that. Look at that.
How much she cost?
And Loras eating strawberries seductively over in the corner. Yeah.
Loras over there like, look at you. Looking at her. Looking at me. these strawberries sure are good. I don't know if I'm supposed to eat them like this. But, he was having a good time. Oberyn was about to say something sassy to Tyrion and then he got distracted. So that was like, I kind of wanted to see them exchange bars again, but they did that before. Joffrey was acting the fool still, being ill tempered, making the food go away, making the band stop playing.
Oh, he was an ass.
Yeah. And then they had an announcement and I thought it was going to be Marjorie saying that she was pregnant. Thank God she didn't. But she gave all the food to the poor people. Yep. And Cersei pretended that she was cool with that.
It just reminded me of how young Joffrey is.
Yeah. My favorite part about that scene though, cause Cersei pretends that she's cool with it. She's like, oh yes, yes, so wonderful. We could all have your grace and kissed on the cheek. But then they kind of cut to her husband, future husband, Loras. And he was over there thinking about cock, man.
You know?
I don't know who that actor is, but he's good, man. Cause he just had a face that just said it all, like, oh, I really would like some dick right now.
Was so fine with this wine.
Yes. It had nothing to do with nothing. It's just, his face is just on dick, dog. I don't know what it is.
Why with the side of dick? Yes. Yeah. I want that, please.
Mm-hmm. Dude might be the straightest man in the world off that camera, but in that scene, I said, this dude is constantly on some dick, man. I think it wouldn't be so bad if he could keep it on the low, but it's like
everybody knows.
Yeah, it's embarrassing to Cersei because she like, this nigga won't dick. Look at him. Think about dick right now. You're not even listening to me. So Jamie seen him over there thinking about that dick and decided to go over there and be insecure and threaten him.
It's like, I don't understand.
Yeah. First of all,
he might not know. He's been going for a while.
Jamie been fucking his sister, regardless of the marriage anyway. Why would it matter if she's married to a gay dude? He probably should move in with her. He probably get the fuck even more. He came over there, feeling, kind of confident about that left hand, apparently.
Yeah, one lesson. Yeah, nigga got one lesson. And all of a sudden, he back to being badass.
Right. Cause, Loras can fight too, if I recall. So, you know, you gotta be careful, bro. fuck around, get beat up by a gay dude, and you ain't got no hand. Gonna be a hard time to recover from that. think your rep took a hit with that hand. Like, you're a 40-year-old knight with one hand. Only one paragraph in the book, and you got beat up by a gay dude.
In the book.
Yo, but he ended that argument so eloquently, though.
Dog, first of all, this is why I say on the show constantly, you'll never catch me getting into an altercation verbally with a gay dude. You can't win. I have a hierarchy of lists. Black women are ahead of me. Gay dudes are ahead of me. Fuck that. Old black women especially. That's like a whole nother category.
Yeah.
You're not gonna win that verbal altercation. As soon as he got done, he was like, I know you're not gonna be fucking my sister. He's like, and your ass ain't gonna be doing it either. How about that? He was like, well played. I don't have a comeback.
He was like, damn, does everybody know?
Yeah, he's like, I don't even have a comeback to that. I didn't know you knew I was fucking.
He's been going for a while, man. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's just before he had two hands, so he wouldn't say it to his face.
They wouldn't say it to, yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, before they was like, oh, that's a Kingslayer. Don't talk about it fucking his sister. He might kill you. Now he just a left hand, he got a gold hand, and just like, nigga, what you gonna do? Yes, I know you fuck your sister. And that make two of us that can't. Jesus Christ, man. Cersei read the shit out of Brienne, man. I felt bad for her.
I did too.
Cause she just wanna have peace, man. She don't want no problem. She want to just be there, protect Jamie, and not cause no waves. You want to wear a culottes and just chill out.
Like, y'all already got my big ass in this dress that I don't want to be in.
She just want to chill out and shop at the big and tall section and call it a goddamn day. And these niggas keep driving her in to Shadesgiving. That's the holiday they will celebrate, Shadesgiving. And she, like, Cersei really let her say out. She's like, you a lady whether you want to be a knight. And she was like, you know, you out here trying to be a knight and fighting shit. Fuck that. You still.
Oh, that's right, because she didn't curse.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you going to steal curse. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And I know you think you a threat. And Brienne was like, look, man, I don't want no problems. Let me just get out of here. She's like, oh, and I know you love my brother, too. Man. But he'll never love your big ass. I was like, damn. How the fuck?
He might though. He ain't got no him. His pickings is slim right now for him.
And you don't want him no more.
And she can protect him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he might not like it being protected by his woman, but at the same time, at least you're alive.
Right. Yeah. You
know, they dropping like flies. Like, say what, Patrice?
She can fight a bear.
Yeah, she is 1-0 against a bear. It's not. We just read an article about a woman got pulled out by a bear the other day, dog. Like, that ain't easy to do. But she got red the tea, and then she just. By the way, on this show, you know the people that lose argument because they walk off. Whenever you just walk off, Jamie walked off. This is why I love this episode so much. Jamie walked off when he got cussed out by Loras. Brienne walks off when Cersei gave her the business with her petty ass. Oh, and then she told the people, like, fuck the poor, get his shit to the kennel.
Yep, feed the dogs.
What an asshole. Like, everybody was like, yay, poor people getting to eat. And she was like, give that shit to the dogs. Fuck that. Do not help Margaery out at all. So this is my other favorite part of the show. Oberyn confronting Cersei and Tywin. I rewound this shit 7 times. I ended the show way after y'all. Like other people ended the show like at in 55 minutes. I ended the shit in like 1 hour and 5 because I was just like, one more time.
One more time.
They were throwing, it was like a tennis match. They was insulting each other with
closed captioning on.
Me too. Every sentence was a disrespect, and it did. But they all said it so eloquently, with the smiles on their faces. You would have never fucking known how much shit they were talking to each other, man. Cersei said that Oberyn ain't never gonna be king because he got a younger brother. I mean, he got an older brother, and he the youngest or whatever, and. He was like, y'all niggas broke anyway. No. Basically, because he was like, and then Tywin tried to hop in and help his daughter out. He was like, well, don't your brother got the gout? And he said, yeah, they call it the rich man disease, so you ain't got to worry about it with your broke ass. and then he called them some rapists and some murderers. And then he threatened their daughter because he was like, ain't your daughter out, our way? Like, you lucky we not, you lucky we actually respect women and we don't do raping and murdering and shit because wouldn't that be fucked up?
Didn't he put yet in that sentence?
It was implied, like, watch your back.
Yeah, and did he tell her neck was crooked?
he called her old. He's like, I'm surprised your neck don't hurt. Cause you so old from wearing the crown as king, as a queen, you so old. You an old ass bitch.
Mm. But the conversation didn't even start with hello. Cersei walked up and called Ilaria a hoe.
Yes,
bastard.
Yeah, and he was like, thank God we are cool with bastards. Some people not cool with bastards like y'all. That's why y'all going through all these troubles.
Man, now that you say that, Patrice, she really does try everybody. She does.
She didn't even say good afternoon. She said, oh, I've never met a sand, which is basically saying your daddy ain't your daddy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's 10,000 of us in the star. She was like, I bet. And it was, oh,
yes.
I thought you could backhand women back then and it was okay.
Not Cersei.
Not that.
She need a good backhand, dog.
I mean, that's too late. You know, the Lannisters don't whoop their kids, man.
Yeah, she would stab the shit out of him.
You could tell.
You could tell they don't punish their kids.
Yeah, that proof of that. Yeah.
They the best argument against timeout I've ever seen. Like, you had to spare the rod, I guess, because them niggas go hell on each other for no reason, dog. Nobody even talking to you like that. They just so mean. They started mean. How you doing today, Cersei? I don't know. How's that impotence coming? Jesus Christ.
But they confused as to why don't nobody like them either.
Yeah.
Like, why you mad at me for? All I said was good morning.
And, not to be outdone. Joffrey said, it's time to roast my uncle.
Man, how long did he plan that?
I'm telling you, his troll game is at 100,000,000,000, dog. It's amazing. Imagine the effort it took to find all those little people. You had to get the costumes. He probably wrote the script himself.
You know he did.
He had to tell the story the way he wanted it told.
Then he had him improvising this shit at the end. Like, he had them so mad. The imp was looking like, nigga, are you serious?
He did a hat pelvic thrust.
Yes.
And Joffrey loved it.
He was like, yes, fuck that hat. Look at you. But yeah, man. And then the horses on the back had asses, like real human asses. Like, man, it was so fucked up, man.
He got a jab in at Sansa at the end. Like, he doesn't neglect to tell her at every given opportunity. Good morning, I killed your dad.
Right. Remember when I killed your daddy and your brother? Remember your that? Brother dead now too?
And Tywin could have stopped this at any time, man. Daddy Lannister could have been like, chill out, Joffrey. Chill out.
See, that's the thing. Chill out, bro. I think Tywin doesn't stop Joffrey in public because that would lose face for the entire Lannister clan. In private, he'll pull that, nigga, you just a little boy. No. But in public, he don't, cause like, I noticed this with the book, right? Cause, I was paying attention to their body language. And when Tyrion gives Joffrey the book, he does, Tywin leans forward and kind of cocks his head towards Joffrey like, well, are you gonna say something? Joffrey say thank you. Joffrey takes as long as possible to the point where Tyrion is actually going to walk off. Like he moves his right foot. Like, okay, this nigga go again. And then that's when he's like, oh, in this time after war, we should make time for wisdom. And it was like, Tywin lean back a little bit like, see, That's all I need.
And that's what I'm saying. He could have been like, after the teasing, he could have been like, you know what, son? You can't embarrass family in front of company.
But he never said a word during that scene.
No, he sat there and laughed too.
Nah, but I really think he's mad, but he's like, I mean, keep in mind, he don't really like Tyrion anyway. But,
right.
But I think he was also mad, like, at the clowning, but he knows when there's an audience, I can't pull this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have to let Joffrey look like the king, even if it's terrible, bad, petulant, all this shit. Because if anybody undermines his authority or see me as undermining his authority, then I'm a threat to the crown as well. And also this is the person who has the birthright to the crown, to the throne. So he's our ticket. I can't undermine that. So I don't think he was comfortable with all this shit, but he just had to be like, all right, dog, I guess you just gonna troll
him. He looked pretty comfortable. He looked like your granddaddy watching his two grandsons wrestle it out to see who's the strongest.
Do you think he's not diplomatic? Like, he understand, like, the rules and regulations on how it goes, because he's been around too long.
Daddy Lannister? Oh, yes. I know. I mean, he know that Joffrey in charge. He know Joffrey run shit. But he looked like he really was enjoying that moment. That's all I'm saying.
I might have to rewatch that part.
He was sitting right there with Cersei, and Cersei was sitting there with a smirk on her face, like, get him, baby. I taught my baby well.
I knew Cersei was enjoying it. You know.
She got more to talk for that.
But she ain't shit. Like, Tywin actually got some reason, like, some expectability of, like,
I have to rewatch it, too, because he does. He does, like, take Joffrey to task when they're alone. It's like, I'm not going to beat you in Target, but when we get home.
Right. He's like he's that parent that's like, just ignore him. Like, you know, that parent that's like, they don't want to go to prison for hitting their kid and they're not going to leave him in the car. But when they had that tantrum, they just look at you like, just ignore him, because they're going to handle it. They just can't right then. And he had that look like, I can't handle it. To me, I had to rewatch it though, but he had a look to me like, I can't say nothing right now, but god damn, you embarrassing us. What's wrong with you? Like, especially when it got out of control with, you know, the midget, the little person play, which honestly, man, I just think he couldn't stop. Because you gotta think about it, man. How many months of planning went into that?
A lot.
Joffrey don't do shit. Joffrey didn't even care when they was going through the fucking wedding plans with him and security details and shit. He didn't even care. He's like, man, fuck that. Y'all niggas handle that. I'm thinking about these little people. That's what I'm on. I'm on this play I wrote. And
he was so secretive about it. Everybody was surprised.
Yeah.
This was a lot of cram, you know, one in the morning, midnight sessions.
Right.
Put into this.
Him and them little people was like, I guarantee the first time he saw them little people performing, he was like, I got a plan for them. Wait for this shit. Wait for this shit. He just mad he couldn't do it at Tyrion's way. Like, fuck, I'll do it at mine. He can't tell me what to do at mine.
My gift to you.
Yeah. So, Sansa, man, she's mastered that, emotionless face though. Cause she sat there again.
No, they cut to Sansa and she had that Angela Bassett, somebody's going to die soon and it's going to be by my hand, like, steel face.
She,
right before Angela Bassett burns all your stuff.
She had, like, when it first started with, the little people, she had this look like, oh, to be on Percocet. Wouldn't that be lovely? That would make my day right now. Why did I say no when he offered me the lily juice that he was talking about last week? Why did I say no? Because I wish I wasn't going through this.
She was embarrassed, almost like she was like she's starting to like him and feel sympathy for what he had to go through as well.
And here's where Joffrey always fucks up. He let Tyrion speak.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cause he be doing good with his plans, but it's like Wile E. Coyote, man. Like, if you would just shut the fuck up, do your plan, you would be fine. But he just had to dance into the end zone. And it was like, why don't you get out there and fight him too? You a little person. And he was like, you the king. I mean, you so brave and shit. Why don't you get out there and show everybody how you do? Get out there and do your moves.
He even called him out on the war. He was like, remember, you didn't do it then.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah. Like, here's your chance.
Yeah, the battle of you wasn't there.
Right. Remember that battle when you ran home and cried to your mama? I do. Now go on out there and show everybody you the man against these little people. And Joffrey was stumped. So he was like, bring me my cup. Man, I'm going to drink out the cup.
No, first he poured the water.
He spilled the wine, kicked it again, kicked it under the table.
He poured it on his head at first.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I forgot. He did. He poured it on his head.
That shit right, though.
I was like, bring me some more wine, dog. Then he's like, go get, oh, I dropped my cup. Go get my cup.
He messed up his good weave.
He really did.
That night. I don't know that I, even with no hair, I don't know that I could have sat there and been like, this nigga really just poured some wine. I'm about to, my nephew about to learn a lesson right now.
So that, right. Basically, man. And it was about this time that, when he went to get that cup, I started hearing it again. I was like, let's do it. It's time. Fuck him up, Tyrion.
See, I was thinking of, this is a classic moment of fucking with black people.
Fucking with short people.
Where was the black people at?
No, I mean, they not black, but you know how, like, you know how they just always fucking with black people. Mm-hmm. This was the moment, like, he just keep fucking with them for no reason. Right. He ain't doing that to them. This was another moment in fucking with black people.
So, I was hoping he was spitting that cup, like, color purple, something. He ain't do shit, though.
Yeah, didn't his wife went over there and got the cup?
She handed him the cup. Was like, here's the cup, dog.
He couldn't reach it. Yeah. It was too far under the table.
Yeah. And she the best, man. She always bail him out, dog. Like, she always is like, nigga, we in this together against this troll.
As much as I don't want to admit it.
Yeah. So, she hands him the cup and she was like, you know, here you go. And, he drank out the cup. And, he went and, got some, oh, and then Marjorie with her, she's so great. She, diffused the whole situation by being like, oh, the pie's here.
When she yelled it out, I was like, he gonna get tired of that. You constantly interrupting his fun. You can't keep interrupting his torture.
Oh, he went back to it. Like, that was the thing. He was like, oh yeah, the pie here. Let me go fuck up these pigeons. Go fuck up these birds real quick.
I was like, he must not know the pigeons was in there.
Nigga, who can tell? Who can tell? Like, at this point, would you be surprised if he did know? Because I wouldn't.
Who idea was it to put pigeons in a pie anyway?
For him. You know he gonna kill him. Anyway, he killed them birds. And then he ate a piece of pie. And I remember I tweeted at this time, I said, I hope this pie is made of cyanide. Yeah. I just want him to die so bad. He's the worst. And it was like Zod heard my prayers because he started choking and like shit. I was like, because he was still trying to talk shit too. He was like, because
I'm choking.
You see, because no, I'm going to have to.
You skipped the part. Didn't he tell him to kneel?
Yeah, because he went right back to it. That's what I said earlier.
Okay.
He cut the pie and he was like, we still on joke time.
Kiss my Converse.
Where are you going? Cause Tyrion and, Sansa was trying to leave.
Yeah. Cause he was like, I want to change my clothes. My wife tired.
Yeah. It's like, shouldn't,
we gotta go.
he tried to blame it on her. Like, use her to get out.
Yeah.
That was the wrong thing. Cause he don't like her.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, but he was like, y'all gotta come back so I can get these, get these jokes, get these, it hurts. And, he started dying. It was weird because the fool showed up and he was like, hey, Sansa, run, bitch, run! They about to kill you!
I've seen this story before.
You are a suspect. That's how this goes.
Yeah, that dude came up and like, look, if you won't live, come with me, bitch. Come on.
Yes, this is before CSI. They ain't about to run no test.
Was like, oh, he coughing? You come on. You got to go.
Yeah.
The thing
let's
is.
Go, let's go. He needs to take that hat off. I didn't believe him because of the hat.
Yeah, you know. First of all, your name is the fool now. Like, I wouldn't have went with you just off of GP, but okay, it's Sansa. This is probably the closest she gonna get to being free. She ain't take whatever chance she can get.
Yeah, she was like, I'm out.
I don't care if the fool leads her straight to Littlefinger. It's still a come up. It's still a come up.
Oh, I forgot Littlefinger gone. Littlefinger do want that. He is really after that young booty, isn't he?
She fine.
He is fiending after that young girl.
And she still has a claim to the throne, you know, arguably in the North. So He would love to make that his baby, so he could be like, now I got the claim to it.
My kingdom and my son.
So, the fool was like, come with me if you want to live. And, she can't. First of all, she pulled a George Bush on 9/11. Well, she had to think about it too long. You know, you like, what you thinking about?
COVID.
This nigga is dying. Your husband is holding the cup. It's over. The fuck is left for you here?
And it was Joffrey cup he already had. He had nothing to do with what was in that cup.
You're not going to be able to pray this one away. Get the fuck out of there, man. So
he was on that.
Yeah. So they cut back, man. They cut back to that slow motion, man. And Cersei's ass was over there crying like when Ricky got shot in Boys in the Hood. I was like, man.
Slave cry.
You be crying party of one. Nobody else sad at the party.
Nobody else was crying.
Everybody else was shocked, but nobody was sad.
Nobody ran to help. He died so good, too.
Oh, he was so good. Listen, I don't know his real name, but I hope he never works again. And a lot of people
plan on it.
Yeah, I heard that people like, yeah, he's retiring from acting. I know what y'all saying. Yeah, he going to school, right?
Oh man,
I know what y'all mean.
His real name is Jack Gleason, like Jackie Gleason. Oh, really?
That's cool. But I know what y'all mean. But here's what I mean. I hope he never works again. 7-Eleven, Safeway, Walmart.
Somebody actually might try to kill him.
Crossing guard. I don't ever want to see his face again. He played the role too good. It's like Danny Glover at The Color Purple. I needed some time off.
To go to a church.
Yeah, he had to go to a church. Yeah, he gonna have to.
He is. He's a religious studies major. He wants to go into ministry.
It's the only safe place for him. Yeah. He gonna have to be on safe ground or else it's on. If I catch him in the streets, it's fucking on, man. Like, what you doing still alive?
Oh, he died so good.
He did die good,
so
man.
So good. All the eyes, the change of color on his face. Mm-hmm. The makeup artist was excellent.
He was struggling too. He was trying to breathe. And then Cersei was like, my baby, Tyrion did it. He holding the cup.
He died the death of 1,000 virgins.
I felt so bad for Tyrion. Cause the thing is, it's kind of that Ned Stark thing where like, if he does go down for killing Joffrey, he probably didn't do it. But he was thinking it. Let's be honest, guys. He was thinking it. You know, it's like if you had psychic powers by accident and you're like, oh shit, I really did kill that motherfucker. My bad, guys. Like, he had that look like it wasn't me, but I mean, if I could have figured out how, it would have been. I just didn't have access to that pie. If I had access to that pie, it would be. I don't know who did it, man. I don't want anybody to spoil it for us, but I'm going to ask the room. Y'all might already know. If you already know, don't worry about it. But do anybody want to guess who they think did it?
I don't know. But I think since you say that his mistress hasn't gone anywhere and she ain't get on that boat, she might have came back and set that up.
So you think Shay? She does have access to – she was catering.
And Shay is cunning as hell.
She is cunning. That's a good one. Okay, Karen, do you have any suspects?
And as crazy as this may sound, it wouldn't surprise me if his own mama did that bullshit.
Cersei?
Mm-hmm. God
damn. Wow.
Because she's just that conniving.
She
like,
did try to kill her son once.
You know, like...
Well, the thing with Cersei is, I guess she does have a younger son, right? So... Yep. She could still have a hold on the crown. She does hate Tyrion.
Yes.
So this would kill two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. And you know, she would have a chance to start over with the other kid that's not fucked up yet. And we'll find out if it's nature versus nurture. So this is actually a pretty good one, Karen. I like the theory.
Somebody would fuck their brother is capable of anything.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. You know, this is why Karen's on the show, to provide common sense insight like that.
Use logic. You're going to use logic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess she will fuck you. I mean, she will.
Man, I don't know who it is, man. I'm kind of hoping that it's like I'm actually going to go off charts here, hoping that it is Tyrion. And he's got a plan that will exonerate himself while also making himself, you know, the subject of the whole investigation.
You think Tywin did it? Daddy Lance?
I thought about that too, because I'm like, yo, he don't like this little nigga. He hate him. The problem is, the problem I have with, like, I don't think Marjorie did it, because she wants that queen position. Like, she's going to be hurt. Like, she put up with a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah, she's not even queen anymore.
Right. So she like, damn, I ain't going to be queen. I think the thing with Daddy Lannister is, I think he does hate the shit out of Joffrey. He did enjoy having like a claim to that seat.
It was mini me. So, Joffrey was like a mini him too.
Yeah, someone gonna have to take that claim to that seat, man. I don't know. Like the youngest one, he too little, right? He can't be king yet, can he?
He can't do anything yet. But I think it was Loras.
Oh, Loras. Yeah, he don't want to get married to her ass either. Plus, he was like,
he didn't want to marry Cersei. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame my kill for that. not to be with her miserable ass. She's going to be reading me every day. Good grief. Now y'all just made me wish they did get married. Because can you imagine the conversation?
Oh, they'd be off the chain.
She going to be reading him. He going to be reading her, man. They're going to be sassy as shit.
But you can beat your wife, though, right? Man, during that time?
Loras ain't going to beat it.
Yeah. It'll be two queens and they're getting it on.
Yeah, Loras ain't gonna be.
It'll be two queens and he will fight a woman.
She's gonna be like, you can't fuck me. I'm like, I don't want to fuck you.
Nope, but I will fight a woman. Like, he that dude. Like, he a queen. He'll fight a woman.
But man, it's just crazy because so many people have a good reason to kill Joffrey. Like, name the person. Name the person that don't. I thought Alina might have did it because she was like, I paid for this food
and everything on it.
Right. And she gave Sansa like that little extra like nigga dap it, like, girl, enjoy it while you can. You know what I'm saying? You might want to leave early if you know what I mean.
She did say we'll meet up for a vacation soon.
Yeah. So it could be Olena, man. She paid for everything. She could have been like, put a little couple extra sprinkles on his slice.
He snatched the cake. He tried to eat all the cake before anybody else could get some.
But overall, man, I enjoyed this episode. I got that passion. Theon, and I got me some Joffrey dead, so I'm good. Does anybody know why they call it the purple wedding?
Because he turned purple.
Is it because the purple is a royal color?
I don't know. So
am I stretching on that one? That's what I thought it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, someone in the chat is saying the wine.
Oh, because the wine. Okay, it works for me. All right, I just know that nigga turned purple. He's like, he's on that scissor. Yeah, his mouth was turning purple and shit.
This episode was so good. It really made me mad because I was just starting to like Joffrey.
They ended it. First of all, something's wrong with you. Let's just start there. But we've all known that. That's fine. But number two, I know what you mean. His cooning was so good.
Right.
Like, it's very few people on TV who are willing to be so evil they have to quit acting.
Yeah.
He was one of those people.
Could you imagine the death threats he been getting?
Yeah.
Like, because people are crazy nowadays. Like, if you play your character too well, you might get stabbed at Walmart.
Like, he's so good, I hope he's not on social media.
I hope he's not.
You know what I mean? He that good, man. It's like, I know people hear him every day. Like, man, fuck you. I hope you die.
Call him Joffrey.
Yeah. Like, you talking about Suey Park getting death threats. I know this nigga get death threats, like, on the street.
Yeah,
you know,
eat at restaurants.
Yeah,
be like, where's your crown? Be like, I'm not a real king, right?
He should walk around with a sword, though. He should get him a sword and walk around. Like,
he can't even go in McDonald's, man. He be like, man, spit in all his shit.
All his shit. He only eats at home.
Right. You gonna have to order by proxy, dude.
Just saying. I just will start like, yes, yes, yes. Continue to torture him some more. How many jokes do you have for the little guy?
Hey, he went out on, but nah, it's never gonna get better than that joke. He went out on top. Like, that's, you know what I mean? That would be like,
as a comedian, he did drop the mic.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be an asshole, go all in.
That'll be like dying after you make Godfather 2. Like, just die. Because you're never going to do better than that. That play, Jesus Christ, he's so good. Anyway, I don't know. What do you guys think is going to happen next week before we wrap it up, man? Anything y'all looking forward to next week?
We're going to get back to Danny next week, I think, and some more dragon action.
Oh, we do need to.
She has to progress. She's been walking forever.
She really is really turned into the Hobbits.
How far away is she? Like, how really? How far? She hasn't even made it to the ocean to get to where they need to have to fight at.
Yeah.
Like, when you gonna get to the sea? Where the fuck is she in China? Like, where is she? Yeah.
Dragon's gonna be married with kids by the time they get to the where they're supposed to be.
She in Australia.
Jesus Christ. Dragons get bigger every episode, man. But, yeah, it's like they're gonna unleash the dragon. Holla at Cisco. Like they're gonna unleash the dragon next week too, cause I saw them shooting flames in the preview and I was like, somebody getting burned. Some city decided not to go with the program. Which, see, I don't know how the fuck did she show up with the beige army of just Drake lookalikes and you just be like, as far as the eye can see, just beige people. And you sitting up here like, nah, I don't care if you got them dragons and them warriors. I see these straight. Like they can fly over any wall. Like you ain't got nothing on the inside to fuck with them dragons, man. Like just, yes, that's the answer. She show up. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm recruiting an animal. I'm recruiting an army. All the slaves free. Okay. What time you want to come in? You want us to send them out? Or you want to come through?
You want us to feed them first? What?
We was actually thinking about it on the way over here. We think slavery's wrong also as a coincidence. Fuck that.
We just changed our minds.
So yeah, dragons. What about you, Justin? Anything you look
forward to? I was looking forward to the dragons. I said that, but after Joffrey, I climaxed during the episode the other night. So. Jesus. I don't know what else they can do. Like, I'm sucking my thumb. I'm good. I need a nap now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, whatever extra they gonna do, it's just extra and I'm okay.
Okay. Karen, anything you looking forward to?
Yes, I'm looking forward, to Jon Snow and that limp.
Oh yeah, Jon Snow. That's my nigga.
I'm looking forward to the Wildlands. You know, last time we was out there, they was frying barbecue arms on the pit and shit.
Right.
And I'm looking for Hound and them on their epic Odd Man adventure.
Oh, you right. We do need,
who knows where the hell they going? They just traveling.
Buddy cop.
Yeah, we need some Arya and the Hound too, man, and Needle. We need to definitely get back to that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all that, man, next week. But I think Patrice hit the nail on the head, man. Daenerys and them dragons, we definitely need to get back to her because she's just out there spreading love and fucking up the whole kingdom. And then, of course, you know, whatever the investigation, if you want to call it that.
It's not going to be.
They going to kill the shit out of the imp, dog. I'm going to miss that nigga. But
I
this
like
what,
them too.
This is what they do, man. You can't talk your way out of this shit. That's what Ned thought he could do. He was like, see, man, what it was is, oh, y'all gonna kill me anyway? Shit. Why I waste all that time? Tyrion might not even talk next week. Like, what you got to save yourself? Nigga, just get it over with.
Forget it.
Come on. Y'all think I did it.
Yeah.
I ain't got time.
Can't right. get it.
Just cause I smacked him a few times.
I can't get attached to no character.
I don't think Tyrion, you know, another reason I don't think Tyrion did it, cause he would've put wine in everybody's cup.
Yeah.
Like, you want something too, Cersei?
You thirsty? You still thirsty?
Yeah. Oh shit, I knocked everybody cup over. Ain't this a bitch? Y'all just sip out the pitcher. Yeah, I get some later. I got some water. I'm trying to lose weight. Well, make sure y'all check out Patrice on Twitter at Patrice C, hellandheartaches.com. You know, like I said, follow her cause she's a great follow.
She is.
And, I know y'all be waiting all week, for this. So, you know, sorry we had to delay it one day. It's AT&T's fault, not ours. But thank you so much, Patrice.
Thank you guys.
All right, man. You have a good one. And, we'll get you back next week. Hopefully on Tuesday at 5.
Okay, see you guys next week.
All right, bye.
Peace.
Love me some Patrice, man.